Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Could we see vaccine passports to travel internationally, either into or out of the U.S.?
We're taking a very close look at that. You know, one of our principles that has guided us throughout this pandemic is the value of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
The big money's in passports, green cards, counterfeit currency. We'll make a bundle.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There's a thing called DARPA, which is a Defense Applied Application Research. It's an outfit that came up with the internet.
Loose, but no cigar.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Once we simply proclaim the truth, which is that the big lie is a lie, but we need to get the truth out to those people, and Donald Trump should be an absolute pariah.
If our Republican friends vote against this, I would ask them, what are you afraid of?
Chocolate chip.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. We are broadcasting today from the 110 Grill in Plymouth. Give yourselves a hand here. It's a great day. It's Grace's birthday. Well, it's close enough to Grace's birthday. It's any day now. So she just finished up her show, and we are going to cut the cake here in a moment. But first, I think to begin the show, and we've got some sad news to report. Charlie Parker is wearing a black armband around the State House today because this is the best year of his life. His 15 months is coming to an end at midnight. The mask mandate is over in 9 hours, a little less than 9 hours. So he's very sad, and there are some funeral services going on, and we're going to cut in and out of them all day. But I think what the first thing we should do is to sing happy birthday to Grace. Okay, everybody ready? Happy birthday to Grace. Happy birthday to you. Happy. Happy birthday, Grace. They're going to take the cake back into the back, and they're going to cut it up. Everybody's got their picture taken with Grace. All right. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show, and we're ready to go here. And we're going to have a great day. I'm going to be here for 3 hours, and then I'll be turning it over to Taylor for the last hour of the show. And 2151 says Charlie Parker is in the fetal position sucking his thumb. Well, again, right now he's conducting funeral services. He's delivering a eulogy for the best 15 months of his life when he got to be the dictator. Can we go to the funeral services, Taylor? Do we have a live microphone there?
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today at Our Lady of Perpetual Panic. In a time of great sorrow, our Lord and Savior, COVID-19, has shaken off his mortal coil. Here to confirm the passing of our Messiah is the leader of our flock, Father Baker. Father, if you please.
Well, we believe that the data, which has been the sort of North Star for us on all of these restrictions and advisories and orders and guidance since this began, at this point in time, does not support, you know, a state of emergency and all of the restrictions that came with it. I mean, the numbers are low enough at this point that I think people, it would be very difficult for us to justify the kind of restrictions that were part of our safety campaign over the course of the past year. I mean, unless something very odd happens, I would say that it is pretty much over.
Yeah, You hear that? It would be very difficult to justify. The entire 15 months is extremely difficult to justify under any circumstances. Now he's worried about having to justify something? Good Lord. 844-500-4242. It's, you know, he lost the bet, though. He lost the bet to his Needham High classmate, Phil Murphy, the governor of New Jersey. If you go down to New Jersey, you can still be abused, oppressed, hectored, lectured, et cetera, et cetera. But there was actually a funny story in the Globe. A weekend of the change. That's a sign in a bar in Boston, the greatest bar. We thought people might be cautious and not want to go out, but we already had a couple of hundred people RSVP. It's going to be pretty packed. Starting Saturday, starting at midnight tonight, businesses, including stores, bars, restaurants, casinos, and gyms will be able to operate at full capacity. High-contact establishments, including nightclubs, can open for the first time since the start of the pandemic. Do you feel like a dancing fool? Can we have some dancing fool music from Frank Zappa? Vaccinated people will be able to drop their masks indoors. It's like the end of Prohibition in 1933, isn't it? When none of us were around, but this is what it must have been like. Cheeky Monkey Brewing Company on Lansdowne Street, Kenmore Square. A DJ will count down the seconds until midnight. As Friday night becomes Saturday morning, the brew pub will open its doors to its full capacity of 575 people. Employees will knock down plexiglass. I love that part. Governor Bacon, tear down this plexiglass. And customers will be able to party hardy, maskless, until 2 a.m. 2 a.m. You know, I'm so old, I can remember that COVID came out and killed people if you were out after 9:30 at night. In less than 12 hours, you will be able to stay out until 2 a.m. and COVID will not attack you. Isn't it amazing? How have we been able to accomplish this? 844-500-4242. I love it. But the Globe has to put in a warning, a caution here. Those venturing out this weekend will likely notice a difference. That could mean being shoulder to shoulder with people in a bar or tap room. Sitting in a restaurant for more than 90 minutes with a large group. Help, help. Or seeing a tour bus pass by in the city with maskless faces. Oh, no. Hi. Oh, my goodness. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We're going to be down here all afternoon until 6 o'clock. If you're in the Plymouth area, come on by. It's at the 110 Grill. It's on Commerce Way. It's very easy to get to. And this is a really nice place. And, you know, someone just took a picture of me with himself. He said, I want to send this to my friends in Florida. And I said, it feels like Florida now, today, doesn't it, Grace? It really, I mean, everybody's sitting at a bar. There's not the empty stools between. There's no plexiglass. It's, everybody is relaxed. And
I think the bar thing really does make it feel like Florida because it was so sad for so long seeing the empty bars and restaurants.
Right.
And it must have been, you know what someone brought up to me yesterday, Howie? For single people, it must have been so awful during this. Because, like, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to get a table for one?
I know. The thing, when I got down to Florida last fall, the first picture I tweeted out was me sitting at a bar.
I love a good bar.
And all the people, everybody was tweeting back at me, you bastard. You know, how dare you?
Yeah, the mailroom manager used to send me pictures of you in Florida, and she would say, tweet this out, Howie's out to dinner. And I would go, he's going to get a lot of hate for this photo. And she would say,
how dare you?
I know, tweet it out.
I want hate. I wanted hate. It's great. I'm so happy. I can't tell you how glad I am.
Your heart feels like an alligator.
603 says, give me no plexiglass or give me death. 207 says, I hope my waiters are allowed to be mask free.
Yeah, they will be, I think.
I think most places they will be, because it's always good when they go, oh, and we have some specials tonight. We have murmur, 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 and we have some murmur, murmur, murmur. Okay, great. Thank you. All right. 508, I have a feeling of impending doom. Not. Did you hear that Rochelle Walensky, she's a native, not a native, but she's from New York, I guess, but she lives in Chestnut Hill, and she's coming back to Fenway Park, and she's going to throw out the first pitch. And again, don't you get a feeling of impending doom, Grace, when you think of her throwing out the first pitch?
Well, yeah, if the other CDC expert was any, you know, prediction of how that pitch is going to go, it can't be any worse than Dr. Fauci's.
Hey, when we come back in, Taylor, let's have some Prince partying like it's 1999. That's a good suggestion from the 413 area code. All right. Sitting is the new smoking. These days we are sitting working on our computers more than ever. Let me tell you about my new favorite office chair, the Backstrong chair. You know that stiff feeling you get when you sit too long while working? It's gone. And when I get out of the chair to walk around, my body doesn't hurt. Poorly designed office chairs can lead to severe pain in your hips, back, and shoulders, but not the Backstrong chair. It guarantees you good posture. You literally cannot slouch. The Backstrong was a result of 5 years of prototyping and research, working with pain patients and testing to arrive at patented sit-in-motion technology that positions the hips into natural, ideal alignment for healthy sitting. Do you sit more than 4 hours per day? Do you get up from your chair feeling tired, drained, unmotivated? Do you have back pain or loose feeling in your legs because you are sitting for extended periods of time? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need this, the Backstrong chair from All 33. It's super comfortable, perfect for your home or office, backed by hundreds of five-star reviews, 60-day money-back guarantee. Save $100 plus get free shipping when you use the discount code Howie. To get yours, go to backstrong.com today. Again, get $100 off and free shipping by going to backstrong.com and using discount code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams.
Yum, 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 yum.
Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
The Howie Carr Show.
So tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999.
Yes! Forget the new normal. I want to go back to normal. Just regular old normal. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Allergy season is here, and you need the Thunderstorm air purifier. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie to save $10 off their lowest sales price. That's EdenPure.com, code word Howie. So there used to be a saying the Black Panthers and some of the radical groups in the 60s had, and the saying was, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. So, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
As 15 months of lockdowns, masks, etc. come to an end, was Governor Charlie Bacon part of the solution or part of the problem?
You know my answer, right? Part of the problem.
And 96% say he's part of the problem.
Well, it's coming to an end. At least we hope it is. Knock on wood. Joining us now is Ryan Dion. He's the COO, the Chief Operating Officer for 110 Grill. We're broadcasting live from the 110 Grill here in Plymouth, but there's a ton of 110 Grills. They have 34 locations throughout Massachusetts, soon to be back to Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. And Ryan, thanks so much for having us here this afternoon.
Howie. Thanks for being here. This is really, really cool.
And so tell us about, so you got another opening just coming up right now.
Yeah, we're heading down to Malden in a couple of weeks, right by Exchange Street across from the Malden train station. And it's going to be a dual 110 grill and Viva Trattoria right next door, which we're very excited about. That will be 110's 35th location and 21st in Massachusetts.
Wow. You guys have, and it's, this is a good crowd here today, isn't it?
It's a great crowd. Yeah, down here in Plymouth. This is awesome.
And we should. What do you guys offer? You have a patio with a fire pit here?
Yeah. The patio is very popular this time of year. A fire pit in every location with couches around it. You can have lunch or dinner or a cocktail. We have a private dining room in all our locations, as well as a U-shaped bar. You know, low tables in the dining room and high top tables in our lounge. So, and the most popular seating area is our high top booths right over there in front of the kitchen. You get to see all the action.
No, I like that. And I like the fact that there's no plexiglass at the bar.
There is no more plexiglass. And
I made
the way down here from Westford, which is where our headquarters is. And this is my sixth location I've been to today. And every location I went in, and they said, thank you for no longer making us wear masks.
Oh, man. Thank you. So tonight and henceforward, if you come to the 110 Grill and the wait staff, waiter, waitress, has a special or a series of specials, appetizers, dinners, whatever, you're not going to have to go, what?
Yeah,
what?
You will be able to understand them finally and see a smile.
Right. That's great. It's so good. So you also have the private dining rooms here too, right?
Yeah, this one right here is right over this way. We can do a semi-private or private gathering for up to 50. So.
And before, what was it? It's kind of been expanded very, very gradually.
It's open. It's whatever you want now.
Now it's whatever you want. That's great. So what are the popular items here?
Oh, pulled pork mac and cheese is one of our best. Right now we have a seasonal feature of a lobster roll. I tried one for lunch. It was very, very good. Chimichurri steak, as well as our chicken caprese. And you may have mentioned today is National Burger Day.
Yes.
Which we have a nice selection of
burgers.
Thanks
for sending me a burger yesterday for National Burger Day.
You're welcome. Absolutely. So what's great about the 110 Grill concept is 100% of our menu is made available gluten-free, which is huge. Allergies and all allergies, which we cater to, is about 25% of our business. We have extensive training and take it very, very seriously.
Well, you know, for the last 15 months, I've developed a real allergy to masks and plexiglass and...
Mine have been in my truck for so long. When I put them on now, I just smell what I shouldn't be smelling anymore. So it's very nice not to wear them.
Yeah, I think this is going to be, you know, even though the weather's not going to be that great, I think this is going to be a banner weekend for every restaurant and every retail establishment that takes down the signs. And, you don't even have the signs up, but if – wouldn't you say if this is a good day for a restaurant to tweet out something of them ripping the sign down saying masks are required?
I'm sure we may find a few videos. It's a very exciting day for the
it's
restaurants.
It's great. So anyway, we come on down today. It's it's a good crowd, but you can find a table here
or a
spot at the bar or a spot at one of those high tables over there next to the kitchen. This is a great place to go. And, I know it's been a tough year for you guys, but it looks like it's over now. And look at there's another happy person. Everybody is so happy here today.
Including us.
Yeah. There's only one person who's, that's Charlie Bacon. And maybe some, we're going to go back to the funeral in just a little bit, where he's still speaking. He's delivering a lengthy eulogy. You know, it's was it Mark Antony delivered the eulogy for Caesar? He's delivering the eulogy for COVID-19. 844-500-4242. Dion, Ryan Dion, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Howard. My pleasure.
Thanks for
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios,
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Before we do Grace's news, let's go back to the funeral for a little while. Reverend Baker is delivering a eulogy for his dearest friend and closest personal associate, Mr. COVID-19.
At this time, we would like to invite Father Baker to return to the pulpit to read the commandments that have fallen. We ask that you please remain silent as the bell tolls for each of our lost tenants.
Good afternoon. Today is obviously a big day. All industries will be permitted to open. All capacity restrictions will be lifted. And all gathering limits will be rescinded. The face covering order will also be rescinded and replaced with a face covering advisory that's consistent with the CDC's recent updated guidance.
We take solace in the words of the gospel according to Saint Anthony, that someday we will meet up yonder in a better place where the bars all shut down at 9:30 at night, where you're not allowed to buy a turkey for Thanksgiving that weighs more than 12 pounds.
A butter bowl.
Where youth hockey tournaments are banned totally. And where all Super Bowl parties will be rousted. Until that day, we must live in the temporal world. We'll return to the services in a little while. Someone says, he does sound devastated, doesn't he, Taylor?
Yeah, he sounds like he's been up all night with a bottle of Jack and a carton of Marlboros. He's been just so devastated by this.
It sounds like your favorite Frank Sinatra song and my favorite Frank Sinatra song, too. It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except COVID and me. So set them up, Karen. Give us another vaccine. Sad day. Oh, people are coming up with more songs. How about Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues? That would be a great one. We'll play them as we go through the afternoon. Happy Days Are Here Again. Living for the Weekend. I'll turn it over to Grace at this point.
Well, Howie, thank you for letting me join you on this somber, somber day. We're having a great time at the 110 Grill in Plymouth. Thank you to everyone for coming out and supporting Howie and obviously celebrating my birthday. We very much appreciate it. Okay, so now it's time for Grace's news. And I want to start with another story that will make you feel good, because at least the journalists are actually getting to the bottom of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Now, what should have been a tip-off that she might not have been totally honest about everything is the fact that she, too, got a Profiles in Courage Award. So when the Kennedy family honors you with something, that might be a red flag that you didn't do everything by the books. Whitmer's nursing home death toll could be doubled, what was reported. She's facing scrutiny for undercounting her COVID-19 death toll numbers in long-term care facilities. Howie, it's very similar to what happened with Cuomo.
I don't want her facing scrutiny. I want her facing a grand jury under oath.
Amen. In Michigan, the Department of Health and Human Services recorded more than 19,000 deaths from COVID-19, at least 5,600 of which occurred in long-term care facilities.
5,600? So they're going to add 5,600? Charlie Parker suddenly removed 3,500 deaths, and now she's going to add 5,600?
It says, here's where the problem begins. State health officials do not attempt to determine whether the people in the vital records group lived in a nursing home or whether they contracted the disease there as their own guidelines require. I wonder if she's going to use the Cuomo excuse. You know, whether people die in a nursing home or in a hospital, does it really make a difference?
Forget about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it, okay? Watch my brother Chris Cuomo at 9. In other news, in happier news, a 22-year-old woman won the vaccine lottery. So they had a vaccine lottery in Ohio.
Right.
And she won $1 million.
Congrats.
That was the state's incentive to encourage people in Ohio to get
the
vaccine.
Isn't Cuomo talking about a $5 million lottery in New York? $5 million happens to be almost the same number that he got for the advance on his book.
And Howie, I don't want to make you feel bad or anything, but you got your vaccine and you didn't get anything. You didn't get a donut. You didn't get a free coffee. Iced coffee today in Boston. You got nothing. You didn't get a Shake Shack French fry. You just did it for free.
I did. You're right. I got robbed.
You got totally robbed.
We was robbed.
And I don't want you to live a life of regret, but you could have been a millionaire, as they say. In other news, remember, speaking of Andrew Cuomo, remember Cynthia Nixon?
Yes, she ran for governor, and she's a TV star of some sort.
Yes, she was on Sex and the City way back when, and she ran against Andrew Cuomo for governor a few years ago. She's coming under fire after tweeting that people shouldn't be prosecuted for shoplifting basic necessities.
Right. That policy has worked out so well in San Francisco. You have to walk 5 miles to get a jar of aspirin now, because all the drug stores and convenience stores have been ruined and bankrupted by the shoplifters.
Yeah, she said the CVS on my corner has started locking up basic items like clothing detergent.
I wonder why, Cynthia. Do you think that is?
You're just not compassionate like Cynthia Nixon, Howard. She said, as so many families can't make ends meet right now, I can't imagine thinking that the way to solve the problem...
Wait a second. What is this thing about families can't make ends meet? There's more welfare out there than ever before. This is the great society on steroids.
Yeah. No, you're right. She said, I can't imagine thinking that the way to solve the problem of people stealing basic necessities out of desperation is to prosecute them. And you'll like this. This former prosecutor, Thomas Kenneth, who's running for Manhattan DA, said, why don't you leave the doors to your posh co-op unlocked and the closets and freezers stocked?
Vote for that guy. He won my vote if I lived in New York City.
Those in need can come help themselves. Yeah, she got a lot of responses like that on Twitter. Howie, I know that you played a lot of Biden yesterday, and there's a ton more cuts, but there's one that I saw today on Twitter really, really confused me.
There's new stuff today, too, isn't there, Taylor?
Yeah, we're working on getting most of that.
Yeah,
Taylor, and I know there's a couple different cut sheets, but could I play the one about Biden in the hospital bed? I think it's cut one.
You know, if we don't do something about Alzheimer's in America, every single solitary hospital bed that exists in America, as the nurses can tell you, every single one will be occupied in the next 15 years with an Alzheimer's patient. Every one.
Stop me if you've heard that before. That's what they said about COVID-19 a year ago, right?
I know. They got to stop trying to predict what's going to happen with the hospital beds. Their numbers are way off.
But he sounds more, he sounds more emotional when he talks about Alzheimer's disease than he did when he talked about COVID-19. I wonder why that is.
I don't know, but he was out. He got some ice cream yesterday. He stopped for a selfie. A lot of the reporters were very excited by
this.
They
swooned.
They thought it was
They got the vapors.
They went, uh-huh. He said, what flavor did you get? He actually says chocolate like you, Howie. He goes, chocolate. You know how you say it like that? He went, chocolate, chocolate chip. And they all went, aw, that's so awesome. They were so proud of him.
But we didn't find out if he got a sugar cone or a wafer cone.
Oh, gosh, I would hope sugar, unless he's a complete psychopath.
Was it soft ice cream or
hard
regular?
Ice cream. I actually, see, this is the thing, is Howie has really taught me to be a real journalist. So I didn't just take this story, Howie, and say, oh, he got chocolate chip. I went to the Honey Hut website, and I looked at their flavors.
That's the ice cream shop.
Yes, and they're all hard ice cream. There's no soft serve. To answer your question, my good man. All right, now.
Do they have butter crunch?
They do. They have a menu of specialty flavors, and then they have a menu of regular flavors. Now, if they want to be like Jenny's ice cream, they'll create a flavor just for Joe Biden, White House chocolate chip. But it doesn't necessarily mean he'll stock his freezer with it, because he likes what brand? Haagen-Dazs.
Oh, Haagen-Dazs, right.
I know more about Joe Biden's ice cream habits than I would ever wish to know. It makes me sad.
We got a text here from 978. Get this. The Karens out in Metro West are posting on Facebook about how they do not feel comfortable in public without their masks, as it is going to take them or their children some time to feel comfortable without the mask. Not because of COVID, because it's a safety blanket for many. This is what was written about in Japan 12 years ago. Mask dependence. They were the first ones who identified it. There is a mental disorder known as mask dependence, and we're going to be seeing it right now.
Well, Howie, you know, when you're little, when there's a little kid and you go hi, you say hi, you introduce yourself to them, and they turn into their parents, like they don't want you to see their face.
Yeah.
But when you have a little kid like that, you go say hi, you try to break them of the habit, so they're not, you know, so introverted like that. That's what's happening. I see the kids at the bus stops, and they like having the masks on because they don't feel like they have to interact with the outside world. It's 1,000% a safety. It's like putting your hair in front of your face. It's a safety blanket. All right, Howie, before I go, speaking of Joe Biden, I want to play one cut here from Hunter Biden. But before I do, I want to let everyone know that Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my RAV4. It's actually right outside here. It's beautiful. And what's even better is it's the people at Toyota of Portsmouth made it so easy to lease. They're just wonderful there. Sparkling clean showroom. And they're incredible staff, and you all should check it out. They're located just south of the Portsmouth Traffic Circle off 95. So go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them I sent you. Now, Howie, Hunter Biden has told a lot of stories you might not believe, but I have a feeling you'll have no issue believing this. Cut 13.
Marion Barry, I actually smoked crack with Marion Barry. I swear to God. I was in Georgetown, and he used to go to a place right next to the guards, and I was a sophomore, I guess. There was a junior when that happened, but he used to come there and drink, like, late, and I would be in there, and he'd go to the bathroom. But anyway.
He was a sophomore in college, and he was smoking crack cocaine with the mayor of Washington, D.C. I know that Marion wasn't too particular about things like that, but. You know, I mean, this you got to have some standards, don't you, Your Honor?
One would think. Apparently not, though. All right, Howie, that's it for Grace's News, but I will be back for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
All right. You know what I miss? A true, real break. Not a running away from life break where you go hide in your bathroom or throw your phone in a drawer or endless downtime. I mean a break that feels earned. A shortcut you give yourself that makes your life truly easier without sacrificing the end result. That's my experience with HelloFresh. HelloFresh has been letting me skip the grocery store. All the Karens, all the masks, all the social distancing, all that stuff. And even though I am hopeful that it's all going to end tomorrow, I'm not going to give up HelloFresh because I've really gotten used to HelloFresh. This isn't some takeout or some space food that you microwave for 10 minutes. These are whole restaurant-quality meals made with fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that you can prepare in as little as 20 minutes. HelloFresh sends all the ingredients right to your door and delivers them contact-free. It's really great stuff. The listener who's been emailing me all week about this stuff, she and her husband are trying. She sent me another email today. She had some chicken, and again they were so happy to have HelloFresh, and they were speaking well of both HelloFresh and me for introducing them to HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, everything is delivered right to your door, including the seasoning packets. You also get easy-to-follow recipe cards with pictures at every step. Whatever you want, whatever kind of food, what breakfast, lunch, dinner, vegan, low-cal, anything. With more than 25 chef-created recipes to pick from each week, you'll never run out of meals to try. And something else you can feel good about? HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 to get 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12 for 12 free meals. HelloFresh.com/Howie12, code Howie12. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
The gave you a gun and the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
I'm just a living. Yeah. Living for the weekend. Woo. Sir, I'm a
living for the weekend. Governor Bacon, tear down that wall. Tear down that plexiglass wall. Give us our life back. And that goes for all the other governors, the dead enders that are still holding out, like Murphy in New Jersey. And I don't know, is Lujan Gresham holding out in New Mexico? I'm not sure. I think they're pretty much semi-locked down. Anyway, we're broadcasting live today from the 110 Grill in Plymouth. Come on down. We'll be here for another couple of hours. It's Grace's birthday, and we're doing raffles here. In addition to the free books that we're giving away to anyone who comes in of my books, we're also going to give away, in each hour, we're going to give away either a Brothers Bulger or a Hitman, whichever one the person who selects it wants. And then in the last hour in Police Blotter Facts Friday, we're going to give away a pair of VIP tickets. So this one is going to be to somebody who is in the restaurant here tonight, and you'll have your choice between either a Brothers Bulger or a Hitman. Those are my New York Times bestsellers. Tamela May. Is Tamela May here?
Tamela.
Tamela, I'm sorry.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Is Tamela here?
All right. I hope. Oh, is that Tamela?
Here she is. This.
Oh no, that was just a woman who was walking toward us.
Okay.
We thought it was you.
All right.
All right. Well, we'll try another one.
We'll try another one.
Nice try, Tamela. You missed your shot.
Dana B.
Dana B.
Where's Dana B at?
Oh, people must have thrown them in. All right.
You got a lot of Grace fans left early today here. All right. Elaine Lombardo. Elaine Lombardo. Wow.
Well, you know what? Let's give it a minute here, because if someone is here and they're in the bathroom or something, we want to make sure they
okay.
Get one.
844-500-4242. 603 says, Charlie Parker must think menthols are more dangerous than COVID because Newports aren't coming back after midnight tonight. No, they're not. Neither are Marlboro Greens.
You know what I hope, Howie? I hope the bikers will take their masks off. That really upsets me when I see people by themselves on a bike.
Are there that many bikers that are wearing masks?
Yes.
I mean, oh, you mean, I thought you meant motorcyclists. Yeah, there's
oh,
some.
No. Oh, yeah. My gosh. I don't think motorcyclists would
there's
ever
some, wear. There's some, but I don't think there are a lot. We got a winner? Dave Reed?
No, Dana B. But you know what?
Nice try. Nice try.
Oh, Dave. Dana B is here.
Dana B is here.
Dana B, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Okay. Come on, Dana B. Do you want Hitman? It's about Johnny Moderato. It was on the bestseller list for 4 weeks. Or do you want Brothers Bulger, which is on the bestseller list for 11 weeks? Which one you want? Brothers Bulger. Okay. You will get it. Give your information to Alex there, and we will be ready to go. 844-500-4242. When we come back, I've got some great stuff to read about Fauci. He's getting into more and more trouble, and we've got some Biden cuts. A lot more Biden cuts. Crazy stuff. Come on down to the 110 Grill in Plymouth. We'll be here for another couple of hours. I'm Howie Carr.